If I put my pencil right here, where am I putting it?
Putting it over your ear.
All right, which ear?
Right.
And if I put it over here, where?
You're left-handed.
Okay. If somebody's mumbling and they're chewing gum, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
What do you call this part?
Throat.
And if I put something around here, I say, I put a necklace around my
throat. Around my neck.
Okay. And what does the dentist look at when you go see him?
Teeth.
He might say, you've got a cavity in this
tooth.
And what do you call the flesh around the teeth?
The one, gum.
Okay. What do you call this part of your hand?
Palm.
And when I do that, that's my what?
That's the clit of fist.
And I've got two.
Two fists.
What do you call the little place where your bones join?
Joints.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body? He's got a broad what?
Shoulder. Broad head. Chest.
And then he's got broad what?
Shoulder.
And what do you call this?
Hand.
And I've got two.
Two hands. One thumb and two thumbs and eight fingers.
Okay. If somebody fell down, they say, what's the part above your feet called?
What now?
Your feet are attached to your
ankle.
And your whole thing,
body.
Thigh from your foot's called you what?
Hips.
The whole thing is your what?
Body.
No, from your hips all the way down to your
foot. Leg.
Okay. And at the bottom of your leg is your what?
Foot.
And you've got two what?
Feet.
What do you call this part of your leg right here?
I don't know. I don't know the knee is. The joint.
Do you ever call it your shin? Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever call it a shank?
See those veins there? No, I don't.
You call it shin?
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody gets kind of down on the ground, they don't have any place to sit down, but they kind of bend down the ground, what do you say they're doing?
Get down on the knees.
All right. And do you call this back part of the leg anything if they get way down? Okay. If somebody's been sick a while and it's got
I think it would be the hip, wouldn't it?
Do you ever call it the haunches? Somebody gets down and haunches?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Okay. What is haunches?
It's the back part of your leg.
Back part of the leg.
Yeah. If somebody's been sick but they're not in the bed anymore, and they're walking around, maybe you don't think that they look like they feel too good. You say, he might think he's well, but to me he looks a little
sickly.
If a person can lift weights, heavy weights, you say he's very
strong.
If someone has a very good disposition and everyone likes him, if somebody has a very good disposition and everyone likes him and he always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper, you might say he's mighty what? Always pleasant.
Happy?
No,
he's... I don't know.
Well, is that what you call somebody that's always happy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. When a boy is in his teens, sometimes he just seems to be clumsy, and sometimes he's all arms and legs, and he can't walk through a room without knocking anything over. You might
clumsy.
Say,